This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, joining me now from the enclave that is the headquarters of the TruthAboutGuns.com is the editor-in-chief, and he is Dan Zimmerman. How do you do, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I've always, like, is that like a big archway as you come into your house saying, "The Truth About Guns"?
No, it just looks like a regular old house.
Okay. Anyway, I've been eyeballing this one since it popped up today, dying for this moment to come. So let's talk about this cat, whoever this Gould guy is. Benitez is wrong. The founders never wanted citizen militias to be armed. I can't wait. I didn't even look at this. I just want to tell me about... First of all, who is Gould?
He is a law professor, I believe, at the University of New Hampshire. He is doing what so many anti-gun people are doing and have been doing actually for years, and that is trying to parse the Constitution and the Second Amendment and trying to find ways to negate the right to keep and bear arms, to say, look, the founders never intended this. They had no way of knowing, you know, that we would have semi-automatic rifles. Militia doesn't mean militia. Well-regulated only means lots of gun control laws. And now we've got, her name just went right out of my head, but we have an author who's making the rounds right now saying that, the Second Amendment was actually created, for the benefit of slaveholders to keep, slaves in line. So it's, of course, then racist and cancelable. I think his name is pronounced Elijah. I'm not sure it's Elijah or Elijah. Professor Gould says that Second Amendment and the founders really is only for state militias, and that individual militias or groups made up of individuals do not have the benefit of the right to keep and bear arms.
Oh, so who would be the organizing authority of the approved state militia, the government?
Yeah, I guess some governmental entity. I don't know if that is city, state, federal. I'm not sure what would pass muster under Gould's worldview, but I'm sure it'll be as restrictive as possible.
In that time when government was if it was anything as a ramshackle affair, right? It was a very
extremely
very parsed down entity of any sort.
Yeah.
Is that what we went into the Revolutionary War with? Did we have a bunch of mercenaries keyed up and ready to go? And that's what we fought it with. I read different when I went to school when they still taught history.
Yeah, I mean, the forces that fought the British were a very loose agglomeration of all kinds of forces. You know, there were state militias, there were private militias, there were individuals, people who built their own guns, people, you know, which of course that's awfully inconvenient given that the ATF wants to limit that as possible, as much as possible.
But really, when you go down to the basis of it, though, right, they were farmers, right? And most of the industry that existed right at the time was either farming or in support of farming.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, it was just the populace. And they were... what became the Continental Army was just a bunch of, you know, a ragtag bunch of smaller militias and individuals. And the fact that if you look at the original language and what the language meant at the time, as the Supreme Court did and has ruled, the individual does have the right to keep and bear arms. That's what Heller determined.
Sure.
That's the thing that's the burr that has been under the saddle of the anti-gun intelligentsia ever since.
Well, here's the thing about this, though, right? I mean, while he's talking all of this mess, which is it is just simply that, it's absolute mess. There was nothing remotely organized about this. These guys were wrapping their feet in towels and sheets for footwear. I mean, there was nothing organized about this. They didn't know what T-O-N-E stood for, which is Table of Organization and Equipment. They pulled their rifle off of their wall. Normally, that rifle was out there shooting a squirrel or a possum or whatever it was they're going to have for dinner that night. That's why they had the rifle to begin with, or to shoot Redskins. And now they had to go out and be in war. There was no professional out there. This guy right here, you know, aren't you glad that this guy wasn't around in the 1700s? Can you imagine how we would sound if the preponderance of the citizenry at the time sounded like Elijah Gould?
Yeah, we'd be British.
Maybe out there. All right, now, today, Danny and I are going to talk about crumpets.
I love me a good crumpet. I mean, look, these people, including Professor Gould, are desperate to delegitimize the right to keep and bear arms on an individual level, and they're willing to make any arguments and reinterpret the facts any way they can to make that so.
The other thing is where he gets out there and he starts assigning things. I love that part of it. Like with Kyle Rittenhouse, he assigns him as a militia member, which I don't know if he was part of a militia or not. He was a very effective combatant, I'll give you that. And he was being attacked, and I probably would have done what he did, and probably not as good because I can't run as good as that kid could.
No, I can't either. Yeah. I'm not sure he was a member of a militia. I thought he was just an individual who went there to try to help protect the property.
Yeah, he was there. He was there to be watching out.
Yeah.
And then they singled him out and cut him out of the herd. They had evil intent for that kid. But I mean, all of this stuff.
I don't think that qualifies as a militia member.
Do you think that these guys do some of this nonsense just to get a little? Because I've never heard of Elijah Gould. He's new. Have you?
Well, there's no, I've not. But you know, there are law professors all over the country I haven't heard of. So he may be.
Yeah, that's the bad thing. This guy's teaching law.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to find out where he's teaching law and boycott that school. And you need to write an article about them and make the school go down in flames.
It's the University of New Hampshire.
There you go. Stay away from there at all costs, people. Do not go to the University of New Hampshire, even if they have a good Chick-fil-A. Coming up on the first break, Dan, if you will, please hold on for me. This is being ripped straight off of the front page from the truthaboutguns.com. This is an aggregator that puts together a lot of their own stuff that brings in the stuff that they haven't written, which is a rare beast because they have a team of writers that is working 100% of the time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Let's talk about this. Now, this is interesting in that I kind of figured this was going to happen. I'm surprised this is the first time I've heard about it. But let's talk about the Georgia grocery store cashier who was shot and killed over a face mask dispute.
Yeah, as we come out of the pandemic, fewer and fewer people are wearing masks. This instance was unusual in that the customer involved was wearing a mask. Apparently, he was wearing it not entirely correctly. It was down below his nose, and the cashier asked him to pull it up over his nose. I think she's one of those sensitive people who's still pretty concerned about COVID. That's unusual in Georgia. I was just there a couple of weeks ago, and I don't think I wore masks there the whole time. I don't think anybody I saw almost wore masks the whole time. Georgia is an entirely mask-free zone. Anyway, the cashier got into it with this customer who walked out without buying anything, apparently walked out to his car, grabbed a gun, walked in, and then shot her and killed her. At which point, an off-duty deputy who was there in the store approached the guy, and the guy shot him, too, but he shot him in the in a bulletproof vest, fortunately, and the deputy wounded him, and the guy has since been taken into custody.
Now, I noticed in the comments that somebody is taking the time to look at that this guy sort of had a bit of a history, I take it?
Yeah, I have not looked at his history, but I know somebody linked to something, these things don't usually happen in a vacuum. I'm sure he's got a background of mental instability going off.
Have you ever actually covered a story where this was a guy that was a mild mannered guy and nobody knew of anything that he had going on? There was no backstory to him at all.
I've read
prior to this, he was a choir boy, and then he just snapped one day. Have you ever had to cover one of those before?
I've not personally, and I've read reports like that, you know, where everybody said, "Oh, he's such a quiet man. I can't believe you.
Yeah,
this guy did this." But you know, when you dig into it, it's usually not that simple.
Yeah, the BTK killer. You know, he was a man of God.
That's pretty extreme, but yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, I mean, like this guy right here. Okay, this guy right here. This past weekend, I'm trying to get my, since I have come through a few, and you know what they were, because I kept calling you saying, "Hey man, I can't do the show tonight because of this." As I've come through all these little health things that have come out, one thing I've decided to take up and try to get my, because I had to start with the stamina part of it, like from scratch, was walking around in the mall. Now, I've taken the vaccine, I've had COVID, and they have lifted the mask restrictions, and I'm not going to wear a mask. And if I have to wear a mask, I'm not going in. It's that simple. Same thing, the same way it works where if they say, "Can't carry a gun," I'm not going in. Thank you. I went to the mall the other day, and at the Apple store, which I'm a big, everything I own is Apple, they had two bruisers sitting there making people mask up to go in, to hire security. Now, I found that interesting, considering the Apple image, and I actually told him about it today. But I decided not to go in there. Now, if they want to go in there, and if Apple wants to push that you got to wear a mask to protect our employees, and if people want a mask up to go in there, if whatever they got to buy is that important, okay, more power. But I mean, I bought an Apple product today on the phone and online.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, there's other ways to do it. There's alternative ways to do it. And one thing that is definitely not worth happening, if somebody tells me I got to wear a mask, and if not, I can't come in. I'm not going to shoot anybody over. That's
insane. Yeah. No, I mean, here in Texas, you know, virtually every place is mask optional or, no mask because you've been vaccinated, that kind of thing. Although nobody checks, of course. But yeah, there are still a few places that still require it. I know the Apple, my wife was at the mall. A few days ago, and she said the Apple Store was about the only place she saw that still mandated a mask.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's an Apple corporate policy, but it is. But getting violent over that is ridiculous and insane. So, again, I doubt this is the first extreme a bit of history in this guy's background. I'm sure something like this has probably happened before. Probably not this extreme, of course, but you know, it sounds like this guy's got a short fuse.
But was this place that this grocery store, do we know if it was a gun-free zone, for example?
Nah, I'm not aware. I don't know.
I don't even know that that would have mattered in this particular case. This particular guy, he went in and came straight back. He was wearing a mask. And so I guess he took offense at them not wearing masks.
Yeah, we embedded an interview with the store owner. He said, you know, he had a mask on. The cashier asked him to pull it up over his nose because he wasn't wearing it.
Right.
Completely.
Well, I mean, here's the thing as far as this is concerned. There's a vaccine out there, and if you want to take it, fine. If you don't want to take it, fine. That doesn't mean that I'm going to wear a mask while you don't want to take it. That's it. That's all there is to it. You know, and if you don't like it, but I mean, this is why you keep your head on a swivel, huh, Dan?
Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, you don't know. I mean, and as situationally aware as you can be, and you may be extremely situationally aware. Sometimes really bad things happen.
I don't know how you would have prevented that.
I doubt there was any way.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. This story straight from the front page on the web at thetruthaboutguns.com. Dan is the editor in chief there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is labeling the Delta coronavirus strain as a variant of concern. It's a variant first found in India. The designation comes a month after the WHO raised concerns about it. That comes after a new study found it's linked to a higher risk of ending up in the hospital. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott wants you to help pay for the border wall. He appeared on a podcast called Ruthless and says there will be a website to solicit donations.
For everybody in the United States or in really everybody in the entire world who wants to help Texas build a border wall, there will be a place on there where they can contribute.
And he promised there would be transparency, Abbott saying the state-built border wall would give Texas a strategic advantage to fight the slow flow of illegal immigration. This is USA Radio News. A group of House Republicans wants the chamber to censure some of their Democratic colleagues. Three Republican members are introducing a resolution that would condemn Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, and Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts. The measure points to comments from the Democrats referring to Israel as an apartheid state and other condemnations against Israel. Republican Congressman Michael Walls of Florida is one of the sponsors of the resolution.
We're censuring her and the squad. We've renamed them the Hamas Caucus because this isn't just a one-off. This is a series of statements. The bottom line is to equate the United States, Israel, with the Taliban and Hamas in quote-unquote atrocities is personally offensive to me.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The heat is on in Las Vegas and Phoenix with temperatures expected to reach 117 on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Let's talk about this New York. I'll be kind and call him a lawmaker. I guess he's decided to figure out a new angle to attack the gun industry, because most of the time, gun control is a recycled book of phrases, isn't it? Gun control, the wish list, it hasn't really changed that much over the years.
No, it hasn't. And one of the things that has done a wonderful job of protecting the gun industry from predatory lawsuits has been, of course, the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which was passed back in 2005 with a large bipartisan majority. Protects gun makers who sell a lawful product via lawful means from being sued if a gun they sold legally is later used in a crime. you wouldn't sue Anheuser-Busch if somebody gets drunk on Budweiser and then wraps his car or crashes his car into a school bus. That isn't Anheuser-Busch's fault.
Correct me if I'm wrong. If there is a product out there that is so dangerous that the public shouldn't be allowed to use it, wouldn't they just outlaw it altogether? I mean, they've done that with toys over time. I remember a toy that came out, they called it clacker balls or something. They would fragment. You remember them? And they took, for 3-4 weeks all over the TV, 2 weeks later, gone. They didn't even exist. Gone.
Same thing.
Lawn darts, yeah. I mean, you don't see those anymore. You don't see any of that nonsense anymore.
No, exactly.
So, getting out
firearms,
there.
Firearms, however, are a perfectly legal product made by law-abiding companies that do so under highly regulated business, highly regulated business environment, and sell them through distributors and people buy them by showing an ID and passing a background check and filling out a 4473. There's a lot of steps to go that people go through to buy a firearm.
Right.
Now, if that firearm is later stolen and then used to stick up a liquor store and the clerk is shot and killed, that isn't Smith & Wesson's fault. And back in 2005, Democrat and Republican lawmakers said Smith & Wesson or any other gun maker shouldn't be held responsible for what a criminal does with a gun. And that's been the law ever since. That has been attacked by the anti-gun industry ever since. They've tried and tried and tried to sue retailers, sue distributors, sue online ammunition sellers, sue gun makers when guns have been used to kill people, and the courts have routinely rejected that. One exception to that so far has been a lawsuit that has been filed by the Sandy Hook parents and survivors because they are suing what's left of Remington, saying that the rifle that was used there was sold using deceptive advertising and violated the state's, I can't remember exactly what law, it's basically the deceptive advertising law. And the state Supreme Court in Connecticut has allowed that to go forward, and the Supreme Court last year refused to block that lawsuit.
Can I ask you a question about that, simply? Because I've always been fascinated. Do we know that Adam Lanza saw that advertising? Have they proven that?
I have no idea whether they've been able to prove
wouldn't that. Wouldn't that be central to that? I mean,
true. But then again, he didn't buy it. He didn't buy the rifle. His mother bought that rifle.
Okay, so do we know if Mrs. Lanza saw that ad?
No idea. And Mrs. Lanza was murdered by her son, so there's no way to find that out.
He was the Call of Duty player, whatever game he played. I mean, he would be the one most likely to see that.
Yeah. No idea. Anyway, that lawsuit is still pending.
Yeah.
What this New York State Senator named Zellner Myrie from Brooklyn has done is he has written a craftily constructed amendment to the state's public nuisance law, which says the sale or manufacture of products that endanger people's health and safety can be the subject of litigation by people who are affected. Now, this is an incredibly broad extension of the law, and it allows virtually anyone, not just someone who's been shot, not somebody who's had a gun pointed at them, but virtually anyone who feels uncomfortable because of gun violence in their neighborhood to sue a gun manufacturer or even a distributor or retailer for selling guns in New York. Today, a law professor or a former law professor and a current litigation expert, a guy named Victor Schwartz, wrote an article, interesting article in New York Daily News today, talking about how radical this thing is and how dangerous the language is. I talked to Larry Keene, who's the general counsel of the NSSF, about this law a couple of weeks ago, and he said it's really bad and it's a potential existential threat to gun makers. This and for a few reasons. Not only would it affect gun makers who are based in New York, and there's only a couple of them. You know, there's part of Remington, and there's Kimber, and I'm not sure who else might still be located in New York. I think Henry might have gotten out, but I'm not sure. Anyway, he would also regulate guns sold in New York. So let's say today every other gun maker in the country, because of this law, stops selling guns in New York. Doesn't matter. A gun that is still in this state, let's say a Ruger 9mm pistol, it could be the subject of a lawsuit because it has been sold in that state and violates this new nuisance law. Now, this law has passed the legislature, passed the Senate and the Assembly, has not yet been...
Hasn't
been signed yet to Cuomo. But who, does anybody think that he's not going to sign this into law? Any chance he gets to stick it to the gun industry, he does not pass up. So this will be a law in New York, and it will be the subject of challenges. I talked to Alan Gottlieb, the Second Amendment Foundation, earlier today about this, and he said his lawyers are looking at it and trying to find a way to attack it, but it's written in such a way that it's difficult. They're going to have to wait till lawsuits are filed, and I have to get a plaintiff or a someone with standing who has been sued by this. But it's going to go through New York courts, and New York courts, gun makers and gun distributors and gun retailers are not sympathetic defendants.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We can finish this on the other side. I'd like to hear the rest of this if we can get that out of there. This is all at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Now, we can continue on with that particular angle that we were talking about, or we can talk about this deal where the Austin murder victim's brother, this wasn't a gun problem, it was a defund the police problem. I had not heard about this. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, we had a quite an incident here in town this past weekend down on 6th Street, which, if you're not familiar with Austin, is sort of the entertainment district part of Austin. It's not quite the same, but it's sort of similar to Bourbon Street in New Orleans, lots of bars, lots of music clubs, lots of people standing out in the streets and, drinking, waiting to get into bars. So it's a busy place. And from what the news report said, the crowds down there were virtually as big. The weekend crowd was virtually as big as pre-COVID levels. There are a lot of folks down there, as there usually are. Two individuals who... news reports, they had a history, had some sort of dispute, and they haven't been clear on this yet, opened fire on each other, and apparently didn't hit each other, but there's so many people down there that they hit 14 other innocent bystanders. Two of them were seriously wounded, and one of those people died of his injuries. He was a tourist in town from Michigan. A man named Douglas Cantor, 25 years old. They subsequently caught the two shooters, one of whom was 15 years old. The other was 17 years old. It, of course, has resulted in calls for more gun control by our feckless mayor. Mayors all around the country have picked up on this and joined the call for more gun laws, more gun control. And especially here in Texas, we have the legislature passed a constitutional carry bill, which is still sitting on Governor Abbott's desk almost 2 weeks after, 2 weeks later. Everybody's wondering why he hasn't signed it yet.
Yeah, I know.
The good news is he doesn't have to sign it. Texas is a what's called a weak governor state. Normally a bill has 10 days, and if he doesn't sign it, it becomes law. Because this was passed so late in the legislative session, he actually has 20 days. And I think the deadline for this bill to be signed is Sunday the 20th, I believe. And if he chooses not to sign it, it will become law anyway. The only way this would not become law is if he actually vetoes it, and nobody believes he's going to do that. Anyway, after this weekend's shooting, people are calling for him to veto it, of course. Except there, if you look at the situation details, number one, constitutional carry isn't a thing yet. Even if he had signed it, it won't take effect until September 1st. Number two, if it had been in place, even if it's not in place, literally nothing about this what these two did was legal. They were underage. You can't legally carry or conceal a firearm as a minor in Texas. We don't know yet how they came about their guns. My guess is they're stolen. There have been reports, although I haven't seen it confirmed yet, that this was actually gang activity, that this was a gang dispute that broke out into the open in the middle of a huge crowd. And we have laws against reckless endangerment, against aggravated assault, against murder. Literally nothing these two did was legal. Throwing more laws against these two would do virtually nothing. Of course, people who are calling for more gun control laws as a result of this know that, but it never stops them. They never miss a chance to wave the bloody shirt when something horrible happens, and wave the bloody shirt they are doing. We don't know what the background is of the 15-year-old because he's a juvenile. The 17-year-old has been charged as an adult, so we know his name. And I assume since he's been charged as an adult, we'll probably find out if he's got some sort of background and has been in trouble in the law in the past. If these people are, in fact, gang-related, my guess is they have been involved with the law in the past. But we shall see. The interesting thing here is that the victim's brother took the time to put up a Facebook post over the weekend after his brother died. And he wanted it known that he does not consider this to be a gun situation. He said Doug's murder was a result of two cowards who didn't have the balls to put their fists up, nor the skill of the firearm to hit each other. He puts in parentheses an illegal firearm, as well as a lack of resources available to police to properly patrol / take preventative measures to prevent this tragedy. The lack of resources is due to funding cut by the defund the police movement put in place by the current administration. I would like this to be known because the same political party / administration will more than likely try to spin this into a gun control issue instead of what it really is, which is the lack of resources for the police to do their job and save my brother's life. That, of course, is exactly right. The city of Austin has drastically cut its funding for the police in the last year, especially since the George Floyd killing. They canceled three police academy classes, and they have cut funding for 150 uniformed officers. Since all that has happened, I think the last number I saw was 270 officers have quit or retired. They don't [S2] Right. [S1] Want any part of being on the Austin Police Force, given the current city council attitude toward law enforcement and wanting to reimagine policing. So the city has, the police department is way understaffed. 9/11 response times have skyrocketed. And it's gotten so bad that during this past legislative session, the legislature passed a bill penalizing cities above populations of 250,000 was aimed directly at Austin, that defund their police departments, and they are going to withhold property tax money, send it to the state Department of Public Safety, which is in effect a state police force, and have them step in and provide public safety services in Austin or any other city that cuts its police force like my city has done.
Yeah, we're going to be seeing the effects of that for years, aren't we?
Austin anyway. Is not alone in this. I mean, cities are, you know, de Blasio cut $1 billion out of the NYPD's budget. It's happening in Los Angeles.
I'm talking about nationally. We'll see this
in the blue cities.
But we're about to run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Hey, I appreciate it as always, sir.
Yes, sir. Truthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan plies his trade daily. More articles going up there, 10, 15 per day than you can shake a stick at. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.